Throughout human history, people have dreamed of having the ability to fly like birds. It was not until about 500 years ago, however, that someone seriously began to study birds and how they flew. This someone was Leonardo da Vinci. Humankind's dream, to soar into the air, was finally achieved in 1783, when the Montgolfier brothers, of France, invented their hot air balloon. For the first time ever, people could leave the ground to travel high up in the air. It was, without a doubt, an amazing achievement. Nevertheless, traveling in a hot air balloon had its problems. First, balloons can only fly in good weather. Second, a hot air balloon can only travel in the same direction as the wind. Third, a balloon can only carry a small number of people. Finally, after a balloon lands, it must be carried back to its starting point. Because of these problems, people experimented with other, different, kinds of flight for the next 100 years, in both Europe and in the United States. People learned from these experiments, but in the end they all failed. Success, when it finally arrived, was born from the genius and hard work of two brothers from Dayton, Ohio, in the United States, Wilbur Wright and Orville Wright. Using skills they had learned from their bicycle repair and sales shop, they began to make large kites, and in 1900 their kites were large enough to carry a single passenger. Then, in 1901, they flew their own gliders, and, afterwards, they worked together with their bicycle shop mechanic to create a special engine for their flying machine. The engine had to be both very small, and light, and very powerful. In 1903, the New York Times newspaper said that it would take humans from 1 million to 10 million years to invent airplanes. However, a few months later, on December 17, 1903, near the town of Kitty Hawk in North Carolina, Orville made the first ever powered airplane flight. Although the flight lasted for only 12 seconds and the distance traveled was only 120 feet, 37 meters, the newspaper article was, of course, 100% wrong. In fact, since then, very small pieces of that same airplane have traveled to both the Moon in 1969 and to Mars in 2021, where they flew on the Ingenuity helicopter.